I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show.
So that if you have those Pringles and then you have the bison steak and you think, oh, I'm doing a good job, that CCK hormone is not going to be triggered because it's been dulled. It's been wiped out by the processed foods. So one sign to know that if your liver's backed up and your fat malabsorbed is that you get nauseous when you eat fat. And if you get nauseous, then you need to clean out your liver before you start eating that fat again. I can sit down and I can have 20 ounces of bison ribeye and I feel great. And some people think, well, that's a lot of meat. But you know what? My body needs it. My body wants it. My body's going to tell me if it's too much.
I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near-infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for Be Rad podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. Hey, listeners, I welcome back to the show Sarah Banta, the health queen of acceleratedhealthproducts.com and Accelerated Health Radio, a show I've been on a few times. And we are going to hit it hard with a variety of important, mostly diet-related topics. And she is an extreme supplement expert with some really cutting-edge products. And so you're going to hear a lot of pitches for supplements. And if you feel like you're getting hit too hard, hey, I understand. But if you're not feeling great, and you have gas, bloating, digestive pain after meals routinely, or just things aren't feeling right and snappy, her story is pretty eye-opening.
and might inspire you to look a little further and explore some of the ways that we can boost our health through supplementation, along with eating and making the proper food choices, sleep choices, exercise. Her son at age 10 was diagnosed with leukemia, and she brought him out of his disease state into perfect health with the use of, I believe it was colloidal silver. That's one of the products that she touts strongly. How could you doubt her for touting that when she claims that her son's health was cured? The family has also been untouched by the disease pandemic, even though they all tested positive. They had no symptoms. And she also touts their aggressive supplement regimen and optimal diet. So interesting, but we're going to go through some of the key points, and especially dietary scrutiny when we get into making the best choices in an animal-based diet. And what's really fascinating is on separate paths, we've kind of drifted into this meat and fruit pattern where she's big proponent of keto and fasting, but has optimized her own diet to have plenty of fresh fruit, easy to digest, lacking those plant toxins that we talk about so much. So she's strong on that topic of avoiding these foods that have the high levels of things like oxalates that interfere with digestion and compromise your gut, rip apart your gut, as Sarah says. So she's big on the meat and fruit game and makes the important high tier when you're selecting the animal foods. She wants you to choose the wild meats, things like the buffalo, the bison, the lamb, the elk, the deer, out of the mainstream processing, and of course, striving for grass-fed when you're going for the cattle. And another vote here, and more description about how red meat, the ruminant animal with the multi-chambered stomach, is vastly superior in health and nutrition profile to the monogastric animals, chicken, pork, turkey. And so you'll hear some more details about that so you can make the best choices and go in for that wild red meat as the centerpiece of your diet with plenty of fresh fruit. Sarah Banta, more topics follow, especially getting rid of toxins and detoxing. And also when you're fasting or doing keto, doing it properly, noticing the signs when you might be low on things like iodine. So she's really strong and promotes this point that we need supplemental iodine because the diet is so deficient in it, and the rich sources that we've heard about, like seaweed, can often be contaminated. So I'm convinced. Let's see if you'll enjoy all this content from the wonderful, energetic Sarah Banta, Accelerated Health Products Radio host. Sarah Banta, Accelerated Health Radio. So glad to welcome you back to the show. We've had some great conversations on your live show, and you're doing such great work. I guess you could reintroduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your operation, and then we have some important topics to discuss that we're both fascinated by.
Oh, Brad, I always love talking to you. It's so much fun. And thank you for having me back. I was looking forward to this discussion because things have changed since we both have talked last. We're always growing, and that's the beauty of this industry, right? You're always changing and growing. But a little bit about me, my health rock bottom about, 15 years ago, just got me into trying to find my solutions. I was on the verge of Crohn's disease, had PCOS, so, you know, obviously trouble getting pregnant, and I had no energy, and I had acne. I wasn't supposed to have acne. I wasn't a teenager anymore. So all of these things were still lingering and then getting worse as I had then gotten pregnant with assisted help. But then when you're pregnant, it just strips all the nutrients out of your body, and that body will do everything it can for the baby and not so much for you. So then you're left kind of a shell of a person, and I had to dig myself out of a hole. And on that journey, my 9-year-old son, it was diagnosed with leukemia. And, you know, our health is important, but when it comes to our kids, that's paramount. And when that happened, that's when I said, okay, we're going to do something about this. And it was the Accelerated Silver was my flag, or is my still my flagship product. That is what brought my son back to health. And because of it, I can tell you that not one of my 3 kids, so that was back when they were in pre-K, elementary school, junior high, They are now in high school and college. Not one of them has missed a day of school from the cold or flu or from the current virus. And all five of us have tested positive at some point, and not one symptom in this household because of that product. So fast forward to me uncovering cutting edge technology and health solutions, all natural, that is not just to boost the immune system, but now to detox the body, because that is something that we have to be doing on a regular basis in this world that we're living in, because that toxicity, insulin resistance, oxidative stress, inflammation, all of those things are aging us so quickly. So my goal is to give my clients their power back over their health, to boost their immune systems. And, you know, if they need to lose some weight, that happens too, because once your body's healthy, it can start losing weight in a healthy way. And I'm really here to help coach my clients and my listeners along the way, answer their questions, troubleshoot, and be a place where they can find their answers and they don't have to go to the doctor as much.
How about that? Go to the doctor when you're really sick and that's it. Yeah. So your health troubles, you're around age 30. You're a, you know, a health conscious person. And it seems so common, like increasingly common, where you can't tell by how you appear on the surface, but you have all these problems going on and, you know, fatigue in the background. It seems like, you know, there's something wrong here, and more people might want to wake up and pay attention and, you know, sort of realize that it's not normal and shouldn't be acceptable, and trying to look deeper than just feeling fried every day.
You know, I have so many, especially women. I have a lot of men that contact me, and the men are great because they tell me their problems, they get on my supplements, they follow my guidelines, and they get results really quick. And their wives are frustrated because us women are a little more complicated. We've got these things called hormones and menstrual cycles that really mess things up a little bit. Or I shouldn't say mess them up. They're beautiful and they make us who we are. But so many women, Brad, and men in the last 2 years, because of the increased EMFs, the increased toxicity, whether you've had the virus or the vaccine or not, we've all been affected. We are all carrying more toxins in that world than we were 2 to 3 years ago. And because of it, it's disrupting insulin. It's disrupting our GABA and our neurotransmitters. More than 60% of college students claim to be depressed. These are people in first world USA who have privilege of going to college, and they're all depressed. Well, is that because of social media and you know, we have too much and the dopamine reaction that we are dealing with? Yes, that's part of it. But it's also a disruption of GABA and insulin because of the toxicity in our life. So when you get that back in balance, you all of a sudden feel better physically, mentally, and spiritually, right? And my goal is to not only make you feel better and to get back to where you were 3 years ago, but to actually start reverse aging and feeling better than you did when you were a teenager. And you said I was 30, I'm actually 46, and I feel better than I was when I was 30, and I feel better than when I was a teenager because of these biohacks that I use. And I balance that. I have a type A personality. I'm the type of person that will take every hormetic stressor and stack them on top and see how far I can push my body. But my life's lesson is to find balance, which is a word that I don't know really is there balance in life, right? But to find balance so I'm not overstressing my body, using tools like I've got my Genius Insight app on my phone that scans my body and tells me what is going on in my body, what's out of balance emotionally, physically, and mentally, spiritually even. And then it will play programs to help put that back in balance. I use things like that. I use the supplements to take down the stressor, like the accelerated keto that you've heard me talk about. What that is doing is it takes you into this ketogenic state. You start burning your own body fat immediately, but it has other supplements in there to raise your mood and calm down your brain, increase that GABA, right? So the cortisol's down. It's not like I'm experiencing that hormetic stress and the rise in cortisol when I'm fasting. I'm actually in a very relaxed, energetic, physically and mentally strong state where I feel great. So there's no stressor to it, but I'm also getting into that burning the body fat, the triggering the autophagy, cleaning up the disease cells, reducing the inflammation, reducing the oxidative stress, and bringing into balance that insulin resistance that I'm actually prone to having. You know, so if I eat a meal and I showed you, I do have my continued glucose monitor on, I tend to spike higher than the average person. And I manage it with making sure I'm strategically using the carbs, as we've talked about, but I'm also able to intermittent fast, which is helping with my continued glucose during the day. But I do it in a non-stressful way with that accelerated keto. And then also taking the acceleridine iodine. This is something that is so important to every human being on earth, where we know, and you know, and I've heard you talk about the fact that our soils are depleted. We don't have the nutrients that we used to have. So we have to really focus on power-packed, nutrient-dense food when we do eat. Well, unfortunately, iodine is not in our food supply anymore. And the foods that do have it, it's toxic. In our sea vegetables or in our fish, that iodine has been contaminated by Fukushima and Chernobyl. And so most iodine supplements are actually full of radiation and the heavy metals that we are trying to get out of our body, right? You sound like you're
no more seaweed then, huh? No more seaweed salad. Oh, mercy.
I know. I love my seaweed, but I also take this iodine because what people don't understand, the amount of hypothyroidism in Hashimoto's has skyrocketed in the last 2 years because I believe that the virus really trips up your thyroid health and it gets into your liver. And it affects your liver, and your liver's where you convert T4 to T3. Now, maybe some of your listeners don't know, but that T4 and T3 stand for tyrosine and 4 and 3 molecules of iodine. Well, where does tyrosine come from? Animal protein, not vegetables. And where does iodine come from? You need to get it from the proper iodine. And most iodine supplements are diatomic, meaning that they are iodine attached to sodium or potassium, and it only has a 10 to 20% bioavailability to the body. Well, the acceleridine is the only monoatomic iodine where it's 100% bioavailable. And it actually is the only kind of iodine that can get absorbed through all 100 trillion cells in your body. So this is where practitioners, both holistic and Western medicine, are not, they're misguided on iodine. A lot of people are afraid to take iodine. And why this is because people will have allergic reactions to the other ingredients in iodine supplements, or they're having a bad reaction to the radiation or the heavy metals that are in the iodine supplement. So that's where it goes wrong. But what's happening is your body, it helps all 100 trillion cells in the body need iodine, not just the thyroid. The thyroid is the master endocrine gland of the human metabolism, and that regulates your energy levels, your heart rate, your blood pressure, your free radical damage from fats, your blood calcium levels, your body temperature. Are you someone that wakes up with cold hands and feet? You've got a low thyroid. You need more iodine. It affects your immune response to infections, toxins, allergens. So as we're talking about the current virus, iodine is super important. It helps boost your immune system. It helps with physical development. It also helps with mental growth and development, including IQ. So fetuses that were given or the moms that were taking iodine during pregnancy have a 13.5 point higher IQ than those that don't. So it's very significant with mental retardation and mental health for children, especially. And glucose is one fuel source for the body, but you don't need that glucose for you are not needing that for energy. What we actually need is the metabolic rate, or the metabolism involves those cells converting glucose to ATP, right? And we've talked about ATP. Well, because of iodine, it will increase that ATP production by 18 times, not 18%, but 18 times. And the body can convert the carbohydrates, protein, or fat into glucose. But you also can get that energy from the combination of the iodine and then a proper salt, like the accelerated ancient salt. I've talked a lot right now. I want to give you a chance to ask some questions.
So you're big on iodine. That's clear. And if we can discern whether we're potentially deficient, we're talking about cold hands and feet, and are any other signs that might be an important supplement to focus on?
Absolutely. If you've gained weight all of a sudden, if you have chronic fatigue, depression, reoccurring infections, muscle weakness, aches or joints, you're sensitive to cold, and your body temperature goes up and down, especially being lower, constipated. I actually had a lady contact me today saying, "I'm so grateful for your iodine, and I'll be looking into all your other products. I've never had such regular bowel movements every day, 2 to 3 bowel movements, and my energy has skyrocketed." And she just started the iodine. You can get allergies and dry skin, hair loss. Hair loss is a big thing right now. I think it's definitely it's a symptom of that long COVID or just the recovery. A lot of women and men are losing their hair. And difficult breathing can be a sign, impaired concentration, slow speech, painful menstruation. A lot of women recognize that once they start the iodine supplementation, the PMS symptoms go away. And iodine is really important for those estrogen dominant side effects. So a lot of women and men are complaining about estrogen dominance and that toxicity. You know, I've got my husband who's 52 years old and he loves to work out like you, Brad, but he wants the results. And I believe it's because of just the toxicity and the excess estrogen dominance in his system and in most people's system that is keeping him from being super cut with the six pack and looking like he should with all the way he's eating and the way he's working out. He feels like he should be looking in a lot better than he is. Now he's increased his iodine and he's starting to kick out those toxins a bit more and starting to see some results. So some of those are the most common side effects or symptoms that you will see. And it's really important when we look at reverse aging, that oxidative stress, it eliminates oxidative stress. Inflammation is the other one we're targeting. It reduces inflammation. It helps with insulin resistance. Did you know iodine could actually pull a diabetic out of a blood sugar crisis? And then also detoxes the cells of the heavy metals and the halogens like the fluoride, the chlorine, and the bromide, all these toxins that we're being bombarded with in our food and our water supplies.
And dietary wise, we don't have any good go-to resources. You contend that a lot of it's contaminated. I mean, the high iodine foods are few and far between anyway, but how does it look for diet? Is there anything to focus on there?
It's really tough. I love seaweed and I do eat seaweed, but I also then combat it because I know there's the toxins and the radiation and heavy metals in that seaweed from the waters. I detox with the iodine and with my detox powder that soaks up all the toxins and carries it through your bowels versus bombarding your liver and your kidneys with those toxins. But, you know, kelp, seaweed, seafood, those were all the go-to iodine sources, and they're contaminated. And iodine used to be in our soils, and our soils just have no nutrients that it used to have. Did you know that a peach today, you would have to eat 50 peaches today to equal the nutrient density of one peach back in the 1950s? And so I'm not just talking about iodine, but I'm talking about all minerals and vitamins across the board. And that's also why I do promote wild animal protein to get your nutrient density foods, because the chicken and the conventional beef have these amyloid proteins in it that you can't break down. So you're eating the chicken and beef thinking you're doing the right thing. And those proteins, those amyloid proteins, can't get broken down. Now, you and I both listened to Thomas DeLauer. He describes that what happens when you eat good quality protein, it goes into your liver, it breaks apart into all the amino acids we need. And then your body says, okay, to rebuild that bicep muscle, we're going to take this amino acid and package it together and send it in the body to where it needs to go. Well, these amyloid proteins never get broken down. So then what happens is they get lodged into the tissues throughout the body. They love your thyroid. They love your joints. They love your brain. And that's where you get Alzheimer's and dementia, where those amyloid proteins get lodged in there. Where it's different with wild animal protein, like the wild fish, the bison, the lamb, the deer, the elk, the Cornish game hen, the duck, the pheasant, all of these other options, which taste great, they digest easier, and they feed your body, not just the protein, but they're full of those nutrients like the B vitamins, the E's, the ones that we're looking to, the kale and the superfoods from. We're getting actually more nutrients from the wild animal proteins. So I really focus on those as the priority in my diet. I don't necessarily prioritize fat or be key, you know, in that ketogenic diet. A lot of people are fat malabsorbed, which means that they have a hard time breaking down fat because their liver is so backed up. So one sign to know that if your liver's backed up and you're fat malabsorbed is that you get nauseous when you eat fat. And if you get nauseous, then you need to clean out your liver before you start eating that fat again. And I don't necessarily follow a high fat diet. I really follow that higher protein diet, and I fill in with the fruits that agree with me and the vegetables that I like, but I stay away from the ones that are full of the plant poisons, like the oxalates and the sulfur vegetables. The sulfur ones are like the cabbage and the cauliflower and broccoli and bok choy, the ones that all of the keto people go to because they're low carb. Those could be tripping up your detox pathways. They could be causing estrogen dominance and actually making your hormonal balances even worse. And you don't know why you're gaining weight all of a sudden. You're on this low carb diet. Sarah, I don't know what to do. I've got, you know, I'm eating, you know, a ketogenic diet with these low carb vegetables, and I'm gaining weight and I'm bloated all the time and I'm constipated. I have brain fog. Well, you could be eating those wrong vegetables.
Whew, you're up in the ante here, Sarah, talking about finding wild animal protein. So that's a step bigger than trying to find grass-fed or pasture-raised. And that is an important distinction, as you mentioned. So Tell us about the, you know, the tiers that you're going for, where to source this wild stuff. And then is grass-fed going to be a step above just the conventional thing that we find at the grocery store? How can we navigate this the best if it's not going to be perfect?
Well, number one, you and I both are wanting to build lean muscle, right? That's part of our goal. We love to work out. We want to give our muscles what they need. Well, the grass-fed versions have higher omega-3s than the omega-6s. When you look at the conventional beef, they're extremely inflammatory with the omega-6s, and so is chicken. So that's one other reason you want to stay away from them. But the nutrient density of these grass-fed lamb and bison, and they just have not been, you know, touched. I shouldn't say touched, but they're not spray eating GMO foods and grains. You know, you are going to get fat just like they fatten up the cow with the grain and the corn. And the meat might taste a little better to you. Personally, I don't like the taste of it. You can taste when it's grass-fed, grass-finished versus when it's not. And when we're talking about beef, if it's grass-fed, grass-finished, that's okay. But I still prefer the lamb and the bison. And where do you get them, Brad? All around the country. There are places that are popping up. I've got three sources that deliver to my door when I want them. PersonalGourmetFoods.com, BuyRanchDirect.com, WildForkFoods.com. All three of those are just a sample of these places that are popping up and making it really easy to find. You go to Whole Foods or your health food market, and even just the regular market, you usually can find ground bison. Ground bison is probably the easiest thing to cook up within 5 minutes, make yourself a ground hash, put it in your eggs, your organic eggs, or make some patties out of it and put it on the barbecue. You can do bison ribeyes, bison fillets, everything that you do with beef, you can do with bison. And lamb is another family favorite. And then the wild fish, you know, just making sure it's wild from Alaska salmon, not the Atlantic salmon that's cut full of color, of food coloring and the toxins, but you just need to know where your food's coming from.
Yeah, ButcherBox is doing a great job ever adding more cleaner and more sustainable sources. They have the ground bison now. Wild Idea Buffalo has great content on their website and great food where they talk about the distinction between like the feedlot cattle, where they slaughter 40 million of them per year in these feedlots, and everyone knows and is concerned about the industrial farming practices. And then in contrast, it's something like 60,000 buffalo are humanely sacrificed each year right there in the field. So they're not stressed. So the meat is more nutritious, because once a stressed animal comes into play, it's going to affect the actual flavoring of the meat and the nutritional value. Interesting stuff to try to even source, you know, up the chain all the way. I know there's some affordability concerns, but it's interesting because there are ways to do this that don't have to break the bank, especially when you go over to the organ meats, which have a tremendous nutritional density, but are way cheaper than the muscle meats that we're obsessed with, the ground beef and the steaks. And so you can mix and match. The best fish sources are largely the inexpensive ones. They call them the smash family: sardines, mackerel, anchovies, salmon, and herring. And yeah, huge distinction between wild-caught salmon and the farmed Atlantic salmon, which represent about 90% of the offerings in the marketplace today. Especially if you go to a restaurant and they're serving salmon, you can get you can bet that you're getting a farmed fish, which is inferior nutrition. So, how about the distinction highlighted by Dr. Paul Saldino recently and others, that the ruminant animals with the multiple stomachs, like a cow, bison, deer, all the red meat, is superior to the chicken, turkey, and pork, because those are monogastric animals, the latter, and they have a much more difficult time processing the polyunsaturated oils that are health objectionable and that are contained in their feed. Now, the cattle is also grass finished at the end if you're purchasing conventional cow, but they have a better time dealing with that and still converting into a saturated fat end product rather than this high polyunsaturated oils that are found in conventional bacon, chicken, things like that.
Absolutely. So the poultry, the pork, the chicken, the turkey, they actually can trigger gut pathogens to come alive in your body. And it's so not only are you not getting the nutrients that are in the more red meats that Paul Saladino is talking about, but you're actually causing leaky gut. You're causing an increase or an overpowering of these gut pathogens. You know, we all have H. pylori and E. coli and salmonella in our bodies. We're all supposed to have a balance of these viruses, bacteria, in our microbiome. But then when you eat some of these foods with amyloids, they trigger an overproduction of these gut pathogens, which then cause your body to actually produce amyloid proteins, which so it's a vicious cycle. And then you have the leaky gut and a whole bunch of gut issues. So what I try to help people do when they end up focusing on the more nutrient dense bison and lamb and more grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and then they do a little bit of intermittent fasting. They add in the acceleridine iodine. They use the keto to keep their hormetic stressors down and start burning their own fat. But then they also can incorporate some of the leaky gut supplements I have to heal that gut, to improve that mucosal lining, to feed the right bacteria. I am very particular with the spore biotic that I use, which is called Megaspore, because it goes in and it stays dormant, and then it has a brain. It knows what to proliferate in the gut versus not, and what to go after. Some of these probiotics have just a lot of 1 to 10 strands, and then you get this monoculture situation going on in your microbiome where you have too much of a good thing and gets things out of balance. So people will notice. And I actually had a friend who told me recently that she has put on some weight, doesn't know where it's come from. She believes it was triggered by having the virus. And like I mentioned, it really messes with your insulin response. And I told her, I said, I want you to do just a couple days of my gut protocol with the Acceleridine, with the accelerated keto and the accelerated silver, and then do the leaky gut bundle and stay on a carnivore diet just for a couple days and see what happens, just to do a little reset. Now, do I believe a strict carnivore diet is sustainable? It is for some. I can't do it. I love my fruit. I love a little bit of variety in my diet. I definitely stay away from the vegetables that make me bloated and cause constipation and all of that. But I don't look to my vegetables for the nutrients. I look to my vegetables for enjoyment. So if it's not going to give me enjoyment, I won't eat a vegetable. And so I'd rather eat the fruits that don't cause me issues, because I'm moving during the day. I work out. I can keep my blood sugar under control. I'm not pre-diabetic. So I can eat those wholesome, good fruits to help with my enjoyment factor and also just to have variety in my diet. But when you are really in a severe situation and you need to heal that gut, that's when you might want to pull back and go to a more carnivore diet and using some of these supplements to speed up the healing and get back to where you want to be.
Hey, ladies. You may have heard me talk about Gainswave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gainswave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gainswave for Her. As with the male Gainswave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels after a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective. You get real results, with Gainswave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits: you will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhanced pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gainswave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free.
So why does a strict carnivore approach help with healing leaky gut? We know about the high plant toxin foods, and maybe in this, while you're answering, you talk about some selectivity with your fruit choices to avoid the fruits that are high in oxalates. So maybe give us some tears there when you're making that choice to add fruit in.
Yeah, so with the intermittent fasting and taking the leaky gut supplements, you're giving your gut time to rest and go, okay, no food's coming. Let's heal the tight junctions in our gut. Let's fill those holes and also reduce the inflammation, calm the system down. Know that we don't have to be on high alert, knowing that food's coming down the pipe, and we can actually work on taking that Pac-Man and cleaning up all the bad stuff. And I know that those amyloid proteins aren't going to come. I know the oxalates and the sulfur vegetables that disrupt my detox pathways. And really, I don't know, Brad, if you've ever seen an oxalate underneath a microscope, but it looks like a toothpick. So just imagine swallowing all of these toothpicks that are just going to scratch at your intestinal walls and cause leaky gut. So as soon as I eliminate all of those, and I just stick to that wild animal protein that's not going to disrupt anything in my gut, right? It's like the pure elimination diet. There could be some vegetables you're totally fine with, but until we know what vegetables you're fine with, let's just strip it down and do that for a couple of days. Give our body a true time to calm down, settle down, reduce the inflammation, heal with the supplements, and then we can start adding in vegetables like asparagus, cucumber, zucchini usually is okay, artichoke, all of the romaine lettuce, bib lettuce, celery is fine. Some of those vegetables seem to be fine for most people. And then use the fruits like papaya and mango. People will say, well, that's a high sugar fruit. Yeah, but you know what? It actually has no oxalates in it, and most people can handle it. And it's absent of all the processed vegetable oils and the refined sugars that are ripping the gut apart, causing inflammation throughout the body for years. And I think, you know, sugar is in and out of your body in a day. Those vegetable oils stay in your body for over a year, and they are truly what is causing that disease, the accelerated aging and ripping that gut apart. So with that, then you can start adding in some of the vegetables or the more fruits that you might be okay with and seeing how your body reacts.
How are the processed foods that are laden with refined industrial seed oils, refined sugars, grains, how are those causing gut dysfunction? Because we're familiar with the natural plant toxins, the kale smoothies and all that, having a direct association there. But what about a processed food like a Twinkie?
So So what's funny is I'm going to go back to your other comment before where you said, well, budget might be an issue. So if we are focused on these wild animal proteins, and maybe they cost a little bit more, but you're not eating the process, the Starbucks, the Doritos, the things that you're picking up on the inside aisles of the market, you're going to, number one, save money. But the other thing that happens is when you're eating those wild animal proteins, your gut has a hormone called CCK that's triggered to say, tell your brain that says, I've had enough to eat. I'm not going to binge on a bison ribeye steak, right? It's really difficult to overeat. But when I'm eating my Pringles or my Doritos or my Ben and Jerry's, that CCK hormone does not get triggered. In fact, the dopamine response from sugar sends that signal to the brain saying, I want more. So I'm going to finish the carton of Ben and Jerry's. I'm going to finish the can of Pringles. And then I have to go to the market and buy more, which is going to end up costing more money. So it's this vicious cycle. But what else happens in that gut is those processed vegetable oils and the processed foods. And this includes those keto snacks that you're supposed to get from the market, right? That have the processed oils in it. They wipe out the little fingers that tell your gut what you are actually ingesting. So that if you have those Pringles and then you have the bison steak and you think, oh, well, I'm doing a good job, that CCK hormone is not going to be triggered because it's been dulled. It's been wiped out by the processed foods. So then you have this insatiable appetite that you can't stop. So when you eat the way I'm talking about and you eliminate the processed vegetables, you're able to intermittent fast if you want to with the accelerated keto without the hormetic stress, give that gut healing time to repair itself. Then you've got that the little tentacles to tell your gut, to tell your brain, oh, I've had plenty to eat after I've had my one bison ribeye. And then I have had plenty to eat. So now I'm not overeating. I'm not overspending at the market. I'm not needing to buy Starbucks because my energy is through the roof from the Acceleradine and the accelerated keto and the lack of the plant poisons that are sucking the energy out of my body without the oxalates that are ripping my gut apart and causing arthritic pain. And then also, did you know that the oxalates love to find themselves in the thyroid, which is also another cause of hypothyroidism? So you slow down your thyroid. So here we're having our kale shake and we're getting these oxalates dodged into our thyroid, slowing down our metabolism, ripping our gut apart. And we have pain, arthritic pain, and we have no energy because we're not getting our B vitamins, our iron, or the other nutrients from that animal protein. So we wonder why we feel fatigued, tired, probably can't sleep well. We're gaining weight, but we're eating really clean, Sarah. We're having our kale and our spinach and our almonds, all these foods that are ripping our systems apart and that are supposedly healthy, right? The client that comes to me that has been eating that way is my favorite client because I know they have the discipline to try to do the right thing. And then I'm going to help them feel so much better and they're not going to feel deprived like they have been.
Same with a fitness person who's been overtraining and exceeding their aerobic heart rates. You just say, hey, slow down, do the same thing you've been doing, and you'll have so much better results. So the processed seed oils, carbohydrates, the processed foods, do those directly harm the gut lining, or are they just harming the appetite and satiety centers?
No, they actually harm the gut lining. They literally, so your gut has these little fingers that are
microvilli.
Yep, the microvilli, that it really, those processed foods wipe them out. And so it's like a flat line. So now there's nothing, no little villi up here. They're just wiped out. And so the gut is not having the sensors to know what you're eating. So that CCK hormone is only triggered by amino acids and omega-3 fatty acids, right? Coming from fish or from the wild animal protein. But when that CCK is not getting released because the villi are gone, they're wiped out, then there's no signal to the brain saying, I'm full. So it really, it's detrimental. And then it's this vicious cycle. And then you constantly are eating more because your body is starving for nutrients, right? And you're going to then spend more money at the market. You're going to feel horrible. You're going to get bloated, constipated, slow thyroid, frustrated. And then you might just binge because you're frustrated.
Well, you're also eating more because you suck at burning energy internally because these processed foods have rendered your fat metabolism dysfunctional, especially the seed oils. They're also causing all kinds of problems with mitochondrial energy production. And so you're literally, surviving off of the next Starbucks and the next snack and the next energy bar, the next keto bagel, whatever's going on. Because you're devoid of energy, even though you're consuming way too much energy. And I think that's an important distinction when people look at the waistline problem of modern society, and all we need to do is start eating less. It's actually off target from what the real problem is that we're bad at producing our own energy sources, and the extra eating, all is happening is we're just storing a lot of fat, which is kind of saving our lives because we have to put that poison somewhere.
Exactly. People don't understand that, and this gets back to the toxicity factor and estrogen dominance, where the body's, it's a survival mechanism to encapsulate those toxins and store them in your fat. So the opposite is true. When you start losing fat weight, you're releasing some toxins. Mm. And some people will go through these periods where they lose weight and they plateau, and then they lose weight and they plateau because your body's having to then flush those toxins out. That's where some of the supplements come in to really soak up the toxins quickly and not make you relive that detox flu symptoms from getting those toxins out as they're reintroduced into your bloodstream. And so that's where I've created my Ascent Diet Cleanse, which is a full cleanse when the supplements work synergistically to make you feel great day one, essentially, and help you flush those toxins out, but then also feel good as you're doing it. So you're not having those detox flu symptoms, but you're able to let go of the weight and the body trusts you to get rid of those toxins, to get rid of those fat weight.
So we've talked offline a little bit about my recent fascination and my experiment with eating more food, especially focused on meat and fruit, which is so fascinating because it sounds like that's where you're drifting, with the very best chosen animal protein as the foundation of your diet, and then plenty of fruit that's easy to digest, is not disruptive in the way that many plant toxins are, especially the ones that have been the most lauded. And then we have that element of fasting coming into the picture, and you smiled a couple times when you talked about fasting, because we're referencing kind of our background here, where I'm second guessing my personal need for fasting. But I think you make an important distinction here with the many wonderful and scientifically validated benefits of fasting, especially that detox and healing the leaky gut, but you want to do it correctly. And you've emphasized the supplements frequently. And so we know that there are tips and tricks and tools we can use when we're engaging in this. But just to fast indiscriminately, there's probably a lot of people in that category where they're listening to a show, getting a book about fasting, and saying, that's it, I'm going to go for a 16-8 pattern and skip breakfast. And another interesting comment comes to mind from Jay Feldman when he says, if you claim to feel better from skipping breakfast versus eating breakfast, first thing we have to do is take a look at what you're eating for breakfast. So there are some benefits of fasting, and you'll feel alert and energized if you're doing it correctly and you can handle it. But maybe we should just focus on the appropriate use of fasting, how to do it correctly, how to know if you're screwing it up perhaps.
Yes, I mean, fasting is something that people can take to an extreme, and then your body gets used to it to the point where it is that hormetic stressor and too much of a stress. But it's, you know, your body typically will get used to any eating pattern, right? Mm. When I was a mom, a new mom, I should say, I read a book called Baby Wise, and some of you moms out there might know what I'm talking about, but children, babies want to know when they're going to eat. And my babies literally would start crying 2 minutes before the time they were scheduled to eat because the body knows. And so when you start incorporating an extra meal in the day, if you've been fasting for a long time and you say, well, it's so easy for me to fast and just eat once a day. Well, when you start eating a second time or a third time during the day, your body's going to start waking up and getting used to that. Mm. And I just, especially with women, you want to be careful with fasting too much. I do really believe that the accelerated keto supplement helps people fast in a safer way because you're not stressing out the body, because the body's tapping into its own fat stores right away and the brain is calm. You're not stressed out, but you need to make sure you're eating enough calories and nutrient dense calories, not just the empty calories for the energy. And you go into that a lot as far as the energy balance. And it's not just about calories in, calories out. I can sit down and I can have 20 ounces of bison ribeye and I feel great. And some people think, well, that's a lot of meat, but you know what? My body needs it. My body wants it. It's my body's going to tell me if it's too much, because you really don't binge on meat and that sort of food, but just to find that balance where you're not stressing out the body too much, and maybe not intermittent fasting when you've got extra, you know, an extra load at work, or, you know, home life is a little extra stressful. Maybe those are not the times to put that extra stressor on your life.
Hmm. That's interesting when you say we can get used to anything, and a lot of things are possible. We can do extended fast for 72 hours, or we can adhere to ketogenic macronutrient guidelines for prolonged period or whatever. But my thinking is now evolving or focusing on what's optimal. And so I mentioned my historical pattern of fasting until midday for many, many years, and I felt fine. I don't think it was terribly stressful. I didn't have disease patterns or severe leaky gut or anything of the sort. But what's optimal versus what's possible, that's another thing to reflect on. One thing I should ask you about is people ask me, what are the results of this experiment? You're eating more food in the morning, you're eating more fruit, you're eating more carbs, you're eating more calories in general. And one thing I've noticed is that it's turned on my hunger signaling in a significant way. And at first, because we're so used to the programming of the keto scene and the getting fat adapted and being never hungry, and you can go and be productive all day long and you're never hungry and your energy's balanced and all that's wonderful. But again, that's tapping into some stress mechanisms to keep you alert and energized, particularly making ketones to fuel the brain and in the absence of dietary carbohydrates. So ketones are a clean, burning, wonderful fuel for the brain, but it is a stress mechanism. And so now I'm kind of flip-flopping to the other side of the seesaw where, man, I'm running out of gas because it's 2 o'clock and I haven't had my usual mass feedings in the morning, or I skipped a lunch or delayed it. And it seems at first knee-jerk reaction that this could be I'm losing some of my fat adaptation. But on the other hand, turning on hunger signals might be a positive thing, that I'm, you know, engaging performance and recovery mechanisms, accelerating all those happenings, and my body's telling me I need more nutritious food.
You know, it's a fine balance, Brad, because I think we want metabolic flexibility, all of us. And, you know, you too strict with a low carb diet and being keto, you're losing that metabolic flexibility. And I've got a friend that said, oh, when I did that strict keto, as soon as I ate one bite of a carb, I would blow up like a balloon. And, you know, women, I would think, are a little more sensitive to that. But it really begs the question, what is optimal? I mean, I've got three young kids that are extreme athletes, and they eat all day long, and they eat a lot.
Yeah, how about that? And none of the three have type 2 diabetes signaling, and the doctor's not shaking their finger at them. That's interesting. And so I think we all have to reflect, like, where are we on the spectrum? And I'm referencing my son too. He's 24, and he gained, gained about 45 pounds of muscle naturally in 4 years of college, right? He was a skinny little guy graduating high school, and now he weighs 200 pounds, and it's not a lot of body fat, right? So he's one end of the spectrum. Your kids are still growing if they're teenagers, and so they're in the accelerated growth phase of life. They want accelerated cell division so they can get enough body weight on them for water polo season or whatever. And then we have people probably on the other side of the seesaw who've had years of metabolic damage and are deserving of consuming fewer calories and building up that ability to fast comfortably. So there's that vote for personalization, I guess, and experimenting too.
Absolutely. And it's, what I tell my kids is, be careful of the oxalates and the sulfur, and just see how you feel with different vegetables. They are fed what I feed them, which is the wild animal protein. And I'm the one that buys the food. So nothing processed that I don't approve is not in this house. Wow. Now, if they choose to go out to lunch or out to dinner and eat some foods that are not, mom approved, it's on their dime. It's on their dollar. But what's funny, Brad, is I don't have to worry about it because they feel the difference. My son went to college as his freshman year last year. And day three, he calls me and he says, "Mom, we've got to do something different for my food, the dorm food. I feel awful." Day three, he said, "I feel awful and it doesn't even taste good." So this poor kid in the dorm room is taking his pan out into the middle, central kitchen and cooking his ground bison and eggs every lunch and dinner and making leftovers and doing protein shakes in his dorm room. Because he knows he feels better. And is he perfect in college? Absolutely not. But he knew that the basic, good quality, nutrient dense foods are absolutely needed for his brain and his body. He wants to feel good.
Oh my gosh. I just hope for more of those stories, especially in the youth, because the cultural programming and the societal norms and the Chuck E. Cheese birthday parties, they're so entrenched. And I think it's time for all of us to wake up to how we've been brainwashed and programmed. And I'm referencing my lifespan where I was watching, there was three TV channels. There was a lot of programming that was supposed to be funny, but now it's judged to be racist, misogynist. And all those, I think, are wonderful awakenings to say, yeah, this stuff was stupid and it was marginalizing a lot of people in society. And the more we can progress in that direction to say, hey, these major leading brands that have been the pillars of corporate America and are part of your stock portfolio, they've been killing people for many years. Dr. Kate Shanahan, she's got some extreme views, and she's not afraid to say this transition from saturated fat over to high polyunsaturated seed oils that began, I guess, in the 60s or so. She said it's one big giant experiment by the government to see how many people will die when we switch over to processed foods. Like, oh, wow, okay. But boy, the more we can see the damage and destruction and the more pain and suffering that every family has been touched by from diet-related disease, the sooner the better when we can get this awakening and start to put some, severe rules and restrictions in place. I get bugged when people say everything in moderation, because it's like, no, we cannot have a moderate approach to this when the foods are so toxic.
Absolutely. There's no moderation. I mean, we are salmon swimming upstream always.
Farm salmon with colored food dye and hormones and antibiotics. Oh, man.
Yep, absolutely. And it really takes a proper electrolytes and minerals. The diet, the movement, the sleep. We all need our sleep. And know you talk about that. And it's really important keeping that stress level down. But then you can use these tools like the supplements, the accelerated keto, the accelerated iron, the accelerated silver, or just in the cleanse that I talked about. The Ascent Diet Cleanse really gives you that reset of thyroid health and liver health, flushes all the liver stones into the toilet with the cleanse. But there's a way to keep your body young and actually reverse that aging in this toxic world. And it's not, you know, a lot of people say, well, Sarah, I don't want to live such a restrictive life like you do. I say, are you kidding me? I feel amazing. I have so much freedom. I have so much energy, so much brain power. I'm ready to go do life. And I can keep up with my kids. I'm having so much fun with them. I feel like I'm one of them until I'm, you know, then I'm the dorky mom. But other than that, as far as energy wise goes, I can keep up with them. And that's what that's my goal, to be able to keep up with not just them, but then their kids, and to just keep reversing the aging and staying on top of the most cutting edge natural tools that we can use to benefit our aging process or anti-aging process.
Oh, reminds me of an exchange that my friend Andrew McNaughton had with one of his relatives at a big family dinner. And they were talking about clean eating and everything. And the person said, well, I could never, you know, I love my pizza so much, I could never make that sacrifice. And Andrew, he's a former retired professional triathlete, one of the top in the world. He says, oh no, you don't understand. It's not a sacrifice. You're the one making the sacrifice. You're sacrificing your health because pizza is remaining in your diet. You get what I'm saying there? I think the listener does, but I don't know if the guy got it right at that moment, but it's a really interesting way to spin it that, oh, I love my pints of Ben and Jerry's. By the way, a lot of those flavors have, I don't know if they always have had it, but I was just shocked to see refined industrial seed oils on the label of, you know, the hippie trippy ice cream that's seemingly more healthy than the, you know, the mainstream brands. But wow, if you're including that in your diet, you're making a sacrifice by continuing to buy that stuff.
Yeah, no, you talk about Ben and Jerry's, but even at the local health food store, I remember looking at all the organic soups. I was looking for some soups to bring home. Every single one of them had organic canola oil. Mm-hmm. And here you think that at this market, they wouldn't have any of these seed oils, but even there, you have to be really careful.
That's the worst part about Whole Foods Market. And I credit those guys. I love them. Everywhere I'm traveling to a city, I find the Whole Foods to stock up. But the perception is that they've done all this hard work for you once you walk through the door. And they have a wonderful mission statement on their website and all that great stuff. But then when you let your guard down because you're in Whole Foods Market and you realize that canola oil pervades the store, pervades the hot bar, and they have their, of course, the organic brands of bottled canola oil and all the other stuff that they allow in there. That's really heartbreaking because, again, we're trusting this trusted source and they're letting us down. I just don't see how it can continue, but it's there today. I guess people will, you know, snidely say that it's for profit motive, and you're going to have to conclude that's true if they haven't, you know, heightened their standards, claiming that they have the highest standards. We just lost so many sponsors, Sarah. Wait, geez, Ben and Jerry's, Whole Foods Market. Let me cross those off the list. Okay.
Well, I don't know if they're really worried about our you know, us promoting their products. But yes, it's definitely makes it harder for the consumer. You have to definitely be careful, and that's why it's really easy to just then focus on Whole Foods, focus on that wild animal protein, the whole vegetables, the whole fruits, whatever you're eating, and then use your cold pressed organic olive oil or your butter or your ghee and your coconut oil, avocado oil. Those are the oils that you can use and fill in if you are needing extra fat in your diet.
Well, that is some fun stuff as usual. Accelerated Health Products. .com is that your place where we're going to go hit some of these points that you mentioned? And I guess I'm really convinced to try the iodine, if nothing else, because we do acknowledge that it's just not in the diet much anymore. And it has a profound influence on, we're always familiar with that talk about thyroid, but with every cell in the body being depleted, and something like that could be a health awakening, health boost.
It's a game changer. And it also is something that can help reverse the damage done to the DNA by the mRNA, graphene oxide, and spike proteins. So that it's a no-brainer. It's the Accelerodyne.
Okay. Go visit Sarah, listen to her wonderful show. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Da 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 dum.
I'm so excited to introduce you to Paluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Paluvas give you the most authentic barefoot-style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Paluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Paluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Paluvas, living in your Paluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Paluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Paluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Paluvas, let your feet be feet.
Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.